The past summer of smoke and wildfires reinforces a desire to thin overgrown forests to reduce the severity of future fires. But nothing is simple anymore when it comes to federal lands management. All of the national forests in the Pacific Northwest are trying collaboration with formerly adversarial interests to break gridlock. The Malheur National Forest in eastern Oregon has managed to increase the pace of restoration without getting sued for more than a decade, which is saying something. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from John Day in eastern Oregon.
This story is set at the Malheur National Forest, but I could have reported it from half a dozen other places in the Northwest. We begin about 15 years ago. Environmental lawsuits had shut down most logging in eastern Oregon's Blue Mountains. Then, as now, Dave Hannibal ran the local base for Grayback Forestry, a contract crew provider.
The industry was at a standstill. The environmental community was not getting what they wanted. The forest is burning up, and we're not getting what we wanted. Companies like Grayback, we don't have enough work, right? There was not enough to be sustainable. And so everybody was motivated to find a solution.
The solution was to sit down together outside the courtroom and seek common ground. Portland-based environmental attorney Susan Jane Brown accepted an invitation to come to the table. She was the one filing a lot of those lawsuits. Brown and Hannibal have similar memories of the beginnings.
I think the first probably 2 years were fairly rocky.
And there was quite a bit of disagreement. And in fact, most of the time, everybody left those conversations very frustrated.
Around this time, every national forest in the Northwest aligned with at least one outside collaborative, as they're called. The idea was to build trust and get compromises done at the front end of proposed timber sales, thinnings, or controlled burns. That way, the work didn't get bogged down in litigation or analysis paralysis later.
Again, the more we spent time together, the more we realized that there really was common ground.
Is when we're out here in the woods, a lot of times we're not all that far apart in what everybody wants. When we're actually able to take away some of those hard positions that people have and look at what we truly want left on the forest.
Hannibal says 3 to 4 times the amount of work is getting done nowadays compared to 15 years ago. He drove me into the hills south of Prairie City, where decades of fire suppression have led to thick undergrowth beneath the canopy of widely spaced older ponderosa pines and larch. The Forest Service hired one of Hannibal's crews to thin this section of forest from its current 2,000 stems per acre or so to a more natural 100 to 200 trees per acre.
Okay, so we're walking through the area that's been thinned, and it's much more open now.
This piece that we're treating will be, I wouldn't say fireproof, but it will withstand fire for the next 10 to 20 years.
The collaboration more or less saved the last sawmill in Grant County, Oregon, too. Malheur National Forest Partnership Coordinator Roy Walker says progress on thinning creates the opportunity to increase the pace and scale of low-intensity controlled burns to help fix the 1.7 million acre forest.
We finally got ourselves set up for that, where we're going. In the past, we would burn, you know, 100 acres at a time or 200 acres. We're getting a lot more opportunities now for 5,000 acre burn blocks, 1,000 acre, you know, so finally. We're getting the fire back on the landscape and maybe even some opportunities to manage lightning fires out here in the summer. We'll see where that goes.
Collaboration has brought an era of legal peace to the Malheur Forest, but it does not equate to lawsuit immunity. Some environmental and community groups dropped out of the partnership and others chose to stay on the outside. Other national forests in the Northwest are still getting sued over logging plans. I'm Tom Bonsi in John Day, Oregon.